making the wrong choice. You see, that's why I knew the marriage was doomed in the first place. Because some people are just jinxed. Like one night I said, Estelle, let's go out to eat. What the hell? Where do you want to go? She said, I want to go to Yunga Yunga or something. I can't remember what it was. It was some kind of Japanese restaurant. You know the kind where they, you sit around a table that's actually a stove, and they cook right there in front of you. Hey! And I said, well, I'll go to Yunga Yunga. Sure. Fine. So we get in there. We got there early. I didn't realize it. As we sat around this big table, that they seat other people right next to you. You know, I hate that. That's why I don't go on cruises. I don't like eating with everybody. I want to eat with people. I'll invite them over. You know, I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, another family comes in. You know, I'm trying to drink my miso soup, and I got this little kid sitting next to me going,
hi, please, ma'am.
Hi, little fella. Nice to see you, but I'm eating right now, okay? Is this your child? Keep him under control, will you please?
Hey, dude.
Please don't call me dude. You can call me Mr. Grease Minnelli. Call me Nino Grease, but not dude, okay? All right?
What's up, little dude?
Whose child is this, please? Whose child is this? Well, just that... From across the table, they seat some old geezer who's kind of like half in the bag. He leans over the table, leers, and says,
your wife has great hooters.
I said, watch it, Papa. Watch it for crying out loud. I'd like the, let me have the kying, fying, chying with the ling, lang, pow. And the, would you shut up, please? Who's child is it? I'd like the ling, lang soup and the, there was another couple that was seated. And I yell across the table, do you believe that people bring their children to restaurants like this when you're trying to have a nice meal?
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
I don't believe it either. I don't know what the hell these people are. Then the old geezer leans over and says, you know, you should eat all those vegetables. They're good for your bowels. I said, excuse me, Pop, but I don't like talking about my bowels when I'm eating dinner, huh? You want to worry about your bowels, you worry about your bowels. I want to eat my steak and miso soup. So I pick up the miso soup, and I'm drinking it, and Estella's going, for crying out loud, honey, use a spoon. I said, a spoon? You're supposed to drink miso soup out of the bowl. Don't you know anything about Japanese customs? She said, you look like you're on a soup line or something. You just pick up. I said, Estella, you're supposed to pick up the bowl and drink it out of the bowl, or unless you want me to drink it over your face. And I threw it right in their face, yeah? I said, here you go, kid. You can have some fresh tuna. I've had too many gallons of it over the years.
I like tuna fish.
Well, you should eat tuna fish. This isn't like the canned tuna. So anyway, it's fresh tuna.
I'm big and bold.
You're not big and bold. You're a little maggot. A little maggot. So the guy starts chopping up the chow. And you know how they chop up the chow in those places? They're flipping these knives and... The guy throws a hunk of celery up in the air and pop, 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 cuts it in six pieces before it hits the table. I smiled at him. I said, man, I would have hated to run into you in Okinawa, huh? Estelle said, honey, please. I said, come on, a little good-natured jiving, geez. He's so sensitive. She said, well, he don't like... I said, believe me, he's an artist. He don't mind, huh? If I could work a knife like that, I'd slit your throat three ways from Sunday, eh? She said, well, let me tell you something. Is that what you think of? The guy's cooking a nice meal, you're thinking of slitting my throat? Well, here's what I think. And she pushes all the food in my lap. Everything off the table. Sweeps it off. Meanwhile, the guy across the table thought it was hilarious. You know.
Hot!
Damn hot, real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Did you want to do some crotch pot cooking, buddy, huh? Is that what you want? Is that what you want, Stanley? Well, I picked her up. I picked her up at a body slam, and I threw her right onto the stinking oven in the middle of the thing, the stove, whatever you call that thing. You know, there's the lobster cooking, there's the vegetable cooking. I pick her up, and there's the still cooking. Ah, shit, yeah. I said, just brown her on one side a little bit there, Miko, huh?
Damn hot.
Yeah, you better believe it's hot thing. Hey, melt the dingleberries off her butt on it.
It's Washington's best jock on Washington's most listened to radio station, The Grease Man, on DC 101.